Simon Tov Resh Tes. So it's interesting look over here. The Mutar Lahat. I think it's Mutar. I need to be mine a little more.
Okay, so
we'll get back to
when you're done
with your shiur. Yeah. Mutar Lahat Mitzah Mimir Yom Kippur. So we're bring two sheets over here whether you're allowed to put up hot food from before Yom Kippur to sit in a state of hatmana, state of being insulated and being maintained over Yom Kippur. Not that you have to need the food over Yom Kippur to feed the children, but you're doing it in prison, puts up a cholent to feed his kids over Yom Kippur. He just wants it. He should have food cooked afterwards. So that's machlokes. Shabur is a cut in olive. Mutar shemachol lechel who make it. You're preparing from Arab Yom Kippur to Matzah Yom Kippur. So there's achana to achana. So weekday to weekday. So that's the machshid of the mechaber. That's mutar, right? Which makes sense, right? And the shadow, what's shot in the sheet, which holds that it's also. We have shown that Shane Lahatman is cut in base. Shanira, the Biyamaki Purim, Mispashal, Batana, the Sarachal, it looks to people that he has food cooking in Yom Kippur for the purpose of after Yom Kippur. That's not proper.
Okay.
So, an interesting twist on this shita. So, parts of the shita would also hold Ramesha Tufish test. So, the shita would also hold that if I want to be matman food in Arab Shabbos, to have it for Motzei Shabbos. If I want to take food from before Shabbos and put it up, it should be there, maintained in the oven, kept on a person puts up food in a crock pot from before Shabbos, not going to use it over Shabbos. He's needing Motzei Shabbos. He wants to have the food ready for Motzei Shabbos. So according to this sheet, it would be us over there also. Even if you do it before Chatzos, according to the sheet, it's us. If you did do it, you're allowed to eat it. There's an interesting Sharat Singh over here in Gimel. So he says like this: "Bnei Chaim Kosev, v'davke matven machol mitzarech achila shematzi Yom Kippur." The person's putting up food from before Yom Kippur that should be available to eat after Yom Kippur. Let's say matven batana b'dvarim she'en mitzarech achila shematzi Yom Kippur. The person's keeping food, maintaining food in the oven, which to cook for a long period of time, not the Motzei Yom Kippur. For example, Kerem Medinas, Shresim HaPavidla, they make jelly. Voisin HaPamachas, Tzarech Alzman Rav. So what do they do? They put up a big pot with this large amount of fruit in it and everything else that they put in it. And it cooks for, they stick it in an oven, V'sarek Piatana Batit. And then they seal up the oven and let it sits in there and it cooks for a few days. So he wants to do it before Yom Kippur. That's mutter. Mutter lot of Yom Kippur. Mishu v'tana she yisbash l'shom b'yom Kippur. Filach ha-chatzes mutter. Mini d'havi ha-machol l'shemutter l'asosin shemi ha-moloch l'shemutter l'asosin b'yarev Shabbos yibad yom enasin mi'alein b'Shabbos. There's a loch in Mefarish Adin that you can set something in motion from before Shabbos to continue to work on Shabbos. So why is this any worse? I'm putting up a pot which is cooking before Shabbos, before Yom Kippur, through Yom Kippur. The only case which is Aser. And now it's the Mokam Shein Chashashem Yechata. Obviously, if there's a concern, then you might come to stir the coals from Bolgate. A filu im Retzalechel Menon Yom Kippur, Mutter Akan Lashem. So he says, so if it's not, your purpose is not to have it available to eat after Yom Kippur. If the Maaseh Motzei Kippur, you want to eat some, that's mutter. Right. So So that's not a problem. I'm not sure we have a common individual type of a scenario. You have machine, you have factories going, you know, they're making jelly, whatever it is. They sit in the pots for that time. But in a person's house nowadays, we're not making our own jelly anymore. Okay, tough ratio. Halakas and Erskine Yom Kippur. Malkam Shinogu Mahadik Ne'er Balel Yom Kippur Maldikit. Malkam Shinogu Shalol Hadik Ein Maldikit. So Mishnah says in Psachim that there's Tumen Hagim when it comes to having a Ne'er lit. So what's the issue? The issue over here was that they wanted to address the potential mistake a person might do and forget and have relations with his wife. So there were two approaches. One approach is, since you're not allowed to have to tashmish in a place where there's a nair, so they would light a nair to discourage tashmish. Some people would say the opposite, that if you don't see her, you're not attracted to her. So they would not light a nair. So they both.
Are we talking about nair's yantar?
This was.
Or something in addition to that.
This was in the house.
We light candles before Yom Kippur. Is that what we're talking about?
Yeah. So there were two of them in Hagim in regards to that, and they both had that intent. Now, the Mieshlo near Rabbi is, if you have a house that has more than one room, you want to put a near, so you live in a one-room house, this argument is relevant. You live in more than one-room house, you light a different room. Well, now you have the worst of both worlds, because you can see her anyway. So then, for sure, you should go with the minhag of having a near in the room that you're sherechev. The whole argument was that if it's a dark house, you won't notice her. That's why you don't light a nair. If you're going to see her anyway, then you should go with the other sheet that you should light a nair. This will be something to discourage the potential for tashmish in the room.
I think it's kind of unusual that you have a machlokes about something that you actually make a bracha on. You actually make a bracha when you light candles on Yom Kippur night. I mean, the woman does.
Well, we're going to
see. On something that you actually make a bracha on, that there should be a machloikis, if you should do it or not. I can't think of anything else that would fit that category. Maybe
correct.
You can, but I can't.
Okay. We'll see about that. That's the next step. Making a bracha. Vim chal yos b'shabas chayob an akol ha'at. I call the Hadlik, there's a chiv of Lokas Neiris on Shabbos. Yom Kippur would not overwrite that. Mavorkim Hadlik Neir Shal Shabbos, which is Yom Kippurim. In that situation, you would include both Shabbos and Yom Kippur in the Prophet. Zach the Mishibaru, Aleph. Welcome to the Lurgan Lahadlik. Shneim Akar, Mr. Skabon, Dobrecha. These two Mahagim both had the same intent. Tanul Batal Tashmish, to discourage Tashmish. The Hadlik. The people who had a minute to light, also the shamash neged are in there. There's an issue to have relations when there's light in the room. So therefore, they would say we discourage that tashmish by having light in the room. That it was discouraged. She's not. Chazal said that the Yetzer Hara person is shelled in what he's able to see. He's unable to see. It doesn't have that same attraction. Now, if he needed us, also love a hockey, love a leo. So, the one case if she's in need of a car, then already can't have relations with her anyways. You might as well say, might as well light the nair. Okay. So, but right, the chamor can be they hear lo yotza. Maybe al demach shavta to her b'yom hazeh. So they were discouraged that, you know, even the person will come to think about it. That's not something you want to think about in Yom Kippur. Lo yom kippur ma'af pecheder mishkavoy. So the minig of the shita, which they would light, means they would light in the bedroom also. Welcome to the shul v'hadik. I don't have a bias, Emil Deacon. And the minig not to was not to when you were, you know, because you don't want to see yours. That's going to be right in any room. So the minig was to have either you have a fully lit house or a fully dark house. That was the two minhag. So Madlikin, they say the makom is the place you light. The makom shenogal hadik chashiva tvei, and after minhag the yer chadasha shroy linuke. So if you're not sure which minhag to accept, the Gemara brings both minhagim. It's a Mishnah, actually. Yishalmi says that if you have no accepted minhag, we go with the minhag of lighting. But according to that, you should light also in the bedroom. Then he said, if there is a light in the house anyway, so then everybody agrees you have to light in the bedroom also. But so if the minhag is not the light, you know, so listen, I have a light in this room anyway, but I should go light? Yes, but after you should go light. So, because he sees her, it's a Nehashar Rebbe. So Magarum says, Miyashar Minik Shein Ono Yikin. So the Minik Oilem seems to be that there's a light in the house and not in the bedroom. So he explains why, you can explain why people are lenient on that. But he says, because of the Kumbakim Yesh Lahach, he says the best that you really, a person should be Makayim this Minik, and it's the Minik of the Gemara. It's not like, you know, it's not talking about a style. It's a minhag that the Gemara mentions already, that they should bedafka light in the room. But that much we can say, and a woman who's in need anyway, so then we don't have to light in the bedroom also. Now, that's going in the minhag which holds that you don't normally light. But if the minhag is that you light, the chara, really you should be lighting everywhere. What I do is I light one in my yard set left in the bedroom.
Does this disturb your sleep?
It's a candle burning. It's not a big, you know, big mice.
Why is this different than Anita?
So they're afraid you're going to forget.
You're going to forget?
That's what they're afraid of.
You're not going to forget that she's Anita, but you're going to forget that it's Yom Kippur?
Well, the Anita we have, the tremendous amount of her chokas. Okay, Bays.
And with food, we also have
the
many
hachokas. We're going to see that you're not supposed to touch food on Yom Kippur. Okay. So the Mechaber brings it as a Yesh Mishoimer. The Psalm says you make a brach on Yom Kippur. And the Ramah said that's our minhag. So the Mishabura involved, Shemar Vorek. In the place where the minhag is the light, so in that place, so then you should make a brach also. Why? Because Shub Mela Havalithi, you will love the Hadlik, Shum Shalom Bayis Kamer B'Shabbos. In other words, the way you'd understand it like this, Batsim, Chazal Masakin to light Al Shalom. Why do we light in the house? We light because, for two reasons. We light because that a person does not enjoy the food unless they see it, which obviously not relevant in Yom Kippur. And because of Shalom Bayis, which means even in a place you're not eating, a person's eating out, whatever it is, there's a chiv to have neighbors in the place that you're sleeping. What shalom bayis? You come home and it's all totally dark, and you stub your toe and you fall over. So what do? You get upset at your wife, right? You know, you say, why did you leave it on the middle of the floor? So it's going to prevent shalom. So chazar masakin, have neighbors there. So really make your din, and that was the kadosh chazal, which is the chiyah brachah. Elamai what? The Gemara, the Mishnah says that there was something about a minig because of this chashash to override that shalom bayis, because there was a more compelling reason. So as much as you hold that's true, fine, you didn't light. But if you have the minute that you do light, so now you're back. So why shouldn't there be any worse at any time that you light because of Shalom Bayis with the Brach? So that's their argument. You know, it reverts back to the original status of the Chiyuv with a Brach. Chena Minig. Tana Shanoigim Lavorit. Sagat and Zion. Asher Kisham Tzavet Tzivon Olahadik Ne'er Shayim HaKippur. And that's our Nusa that we say. Right.
Who did you guess?
Now, take a look at the Chartzin and Hay. So that's the explanation of the minhag to do it. Prima God. Remember the Mechaber's lashon was Yesh Mishoimer. Some say. So it means some say not, right? So what's their argument? The kibbutz told him in Hagar lotitim rabbanon the baruch hal said. Once the Mishnah tells me that there's two different shitas, you can't tell me you have a mitzvah asher kedusha mitzvah tzivanu lahadlik when there's two menhagim. So how can you make a bracha? So the Gemara says you don't make a bracha. Okay, now we have a chenam rishis kulam atiko dibrei amalat. You know, because malkam nearly the mitzvahs acheres shein mina kabua lezeb avada yirsa toyev lahanik shal levarif. So Mishabura Paskins, if you don't have an established minig, so the Ramah said the minig was, so you tell me the minig in Poland or Lithuania, there was an already established minig, the Ramah says, the minig was to make a bracha. We're not going to be mavatal the minig, because there's what to rely on. But if you're out, you're starting a new place which has no minig, Mishabura holds you really you should be knowing not to be mavarech. So he would have argued probably that, you know, when people started coming to America, they should have been knowing not to make a bracha on the local Daniel Makipur. The Maisa, it seems to be that's too late. Became the establishment to go here also. So we're back to now that that's the establishment.
It's too late once they printed it in the Matzah.
Right. Yeah.
Matzah says the second?
Yeah.
So I'm not going to question it.
So once that's true, so that becomes a minute. So the minute, he would say you would keep the minute to make a brothel.
What about a regular yantar? Is an issue there too or no? It's a din or a minute on
the yantar. Beginning
Shabbos.
Yantar, it's a din. Because shalom bayis. Uh-huh. Or achila, you know. Okay, Gimel. B'chol mokim, madlik batek. And it says what the Midrash is, b'mavus ha'feilam agabi chela. But in all places, we do light. In the shuls, etc., there's no reason not to light. But you don't make a brach on these because they weren't a person's private home. Chomalkim ches, malikim al tekshnesias. No, it's what's a chiddush, you know, because you might see your wife in shul, right? Cholelu ein levarach lekuliyama dein kan mishum shalom bayis. These were not private places that you ever hear of issue of shalom bayis. Okay, Dalit. Noigin b'chomalkim laharbis neiris b'baltan ekshnesias. Well, atzir begadim noyim b'beis haknesses. The minig is to light a lot of neiros. Number one, and number two, they put on the nice coverings, white coverings, whatever it is, in the shul. Hagoa b'noygim shekol ish gadol katan oisin loyner. There's a minig which is called ener chayim. You light a nair for each individual person, a gadol or a katan. Mr. Brewer is going to say at the minute nowadays is only due for a person who's married. I have not seen, I mean, it tells me did it. So I'm called nair chayim. Every person lit a nair, like a yahrzeit lit. Besides the nair for the yizker, but every person will light one, their own nair. I, you know, over here, like, I'm like, the people are like, well, what's that? I never heard of that before in my life. Okay, I don't know. It's a Ramah.
It's not only that people didn't see it, but sometimes parents would take objection to that, too. Like the kids lighting the earth, I can't. While their parents are still alive, every parent would.
Well, if they're living in the house, they would, you know, you'd have all the minute notice is dafka if they're married. But the minute that was Gadol HaKatan, according to the Ramah. So you'd have, in the same house, there'd be 10 kids, 10 boys, so there'd be, you know, 10 nairs for the boys, and their chayim for each child, yeah. And then there'd be the yortzeit lift for the
babies
and the zaydas.
Not every parent would be...
Yeah, but then the yortzeit.
Wouldn't look comfortably on the kid lighting a yortzeit.
I mean, it shouldn't be because it's a lot of yortzeit lift. It's not that for your cell lift. I mean, you can light a candle also. You know.
But that won't last for 24 hours.
It doesn't have to last. It doesn't. Oh. It's just, it was a minute. It really should be crucial. Gam near neshama lobi, but yimar shemesu, they would light a near neshama for the people who have been nifted already. As Mishabura discusses, you have to light a separate near for each one of them. V'chein nochen, and that's proper. Some of the Gedolim said like that also. If they went out, you can't tell the goy to relight them. That's mir lachum to do malacha the rice on Yom Kippur for no real need. And the problem is that, you know, people had all these superstitious understanding if the nair went out in the middle of Yom Kippur by now, it's a sim in the brav in a year, tell the goy to light it, to get all nervous. You can't tell him. Misha come in there by Yom Kippur. If it did go out, you relight it on Yom Kippur. Don't put it out to be able to save it to use again for something else. Let it burn to the end. So he brings us from Minhagim Yishanim that as a Simon Toiv, he should relight it and let it continue to burn, and he generally should not put out Nair as much as Yom Kippur.
If it went out?
No, I think it means it was still burning. In a case where it went out one time, If it normally, let's say they had all this long there, 3 day yahrzeit left, right? So he lighted before Yom Kippur. If lights on Yom Kippur, once Yom Kippur, he can put it out. If one time went out on Yom Kippur, he should relight it after Yom Kippur to let it continue to burn to the end. And from then on, he can't come once Yom Kippur and say, like, hey, it's a good lift, last 2 more days, let's put it out. Once that was done already this one time, he should not put it out then his near once Yom Kippur. You should make the beds. Okay, no. The Yeshua Nogal Lubish Begadim Levonim, the Kiyam Yom Kippurim, they wear white, clean white clothing, and Yom Kippur Dumas Malachi Ashoris, like the Malachim. Okay, Nogal Lubish Kittel, Shulam and Malachi, that's why we wear the Kittel. Kamabeg and Mesim, Lebodim Nichem and Ishmer, it's also something which a person is buried in, so to remind a person to do tshuva.
Once went out in the middle of the Yom Kippur, he should put it out after Yom Kippur.
He should relight it after Yom Kippur and let it burn to the end. And from then on, in the coming years, he should never put out his Nair on Yom Kippur. Why is that? It should be a Siman Tov for the fact that...
tells everybody lit.
For the fact what?
Everyone, yeah.
What
time? The married people.
Anybody go out?
So the minute which we had was...
You'd mix them up so you wouldn't know who's
who. You would put it, there was a big, one of these big, you know, trays that, you know, for serving.
Yeah.
And there was a lot of, everybody put a lift there and then leave it in one of the side rooms, just walk away, not look at it, because you wouldn't keep track anymore which one you put where. So they went out in the middle, nobody knew who's which one out, went out. So you wouldn't worry about it.
If you're not in yeshiva, then you're doing the candle and yours goes out, you're already
for the whole
yantar. You're not davening already. All that because it was a wind that blew out the candle.
Okay.
Maybe it's not better not to light it. That way you're not nervous.
That's
you
a possibility.
You can dab with more kavan and...
Maybe you can dab with more kavan if the nair goes out. I don't know. Tess.
What are you saying? Once went out in Yom Kippur.
So you never
should light it again until it finishes burning after that Yom Kippur. And in the future in Yom Kippur, don't put it out after Yom Kippur.
Correct.
This is in the base
Knesset.
A good sim.
In the base Knesset.
They would. It didn't. This din of Neir Chaim wasn't limited to the basic Knesset. You could do it in your house also. Okay, noigim b'chol mokum that they would be marbaneiros, and they would put on they would metzia begadim noigim b'sekhness, so they put on nice cloth coverings in the shul. The shin and the kesher shemachuba day yom kippurim, so you have to be mechaber the day. We came and shein lechad lebechila b'shtiya. You can't be mechaber by normally you're mechaber by making a nice meal. Chabdei b'ksus naki, you make it with nice clothing. Meiros habigam ken kovad ayom the tziv al kain bo'urim kabdu Hashem. You should give cover to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with Urim, with the torches. With Hamirun bePanasaya Yakiru Hashem, with a panes is like a torch.
Lantern.
And Mekavon Shava Mimumer LaAkum Shasan Double Besekneses. If a person would make a contribution of wax to the shul to be used to make neiros, if it's a person with a mumer LaAkum, you don't accept it. Maybe he got it from the wax which dripped away from their candles in the base tifla in the cloister. the church. So you shouldn't accept it and use it for neighbors of the basic Knesset. If we're concerned that if they do not accept it, there'll be an anger and a hatred to the Jews, and potentially endangering the Jews' lives. Kol Shekein Tzar, if it's not just the Stamah Mumar La'akum, but the governor. Kal Mimena, you accept it. Tzar Achim. And if it's a Tzar Achim, what do you do with it? Shekol Ish. Reinos is nearly Ish. I'm not going to roam at Tom. However, the minig is not good for the men. There wasn't a minig to do for the women also. Different explanations why. Fine. Kotim, actually, nearest Ella, Nasi, the minig is just to do it for people which are married. The last is Psilas Ovis, basic Knesses, because the harbors are in. You should make thick wicks, so it'll be more, create more lights. Lovelyima, the Kapar Leim, as the near Neshama acts as a Kapara. Rashbaloshin said, the Sagimid Erecha, divide by your apple. So it sounds like one near works for both. You don't have to write a separate near for both, either, for both, each one independently. But they send it to Al-Yirabba, which brings different explanations why Minig is the light, and based on that, there might be a source that you should have to do a separate nair for each. I think the mice of the minhag olam is if they have, besides for parents, they do a separate nair for each parent. And if they have all the relatives, they would do all one nair for all of the relatives together. So, trying to make a pshar on that. Minhag is 8:10, right? Ein loymar, you can't tell the goy to do it. Philip Ramiza, even through Ramiza.
Can't tell a goy to
relight the nair if it goes out. Even Ramiza, in other words, Ramiza doesn't help you if the goy's been doing a malacha because of you. That's not the heter of Ramiza. Ramiza is that that the person is not, you know, he understands that you want something. To do a malacha, but kumba say, through Ramiza, when you're indicating to the person that's so, even though he didn't do it because you told him, because it's just a Ramiza, but you can't get the benefit that's supposed to accrue from it. And over here, what's the benefit exactly? Right. You're doing a greater mitzvah leaving it out. So the eitzah they had is they used to make large amount of neiros in the shul, and they needed them in the shul, and they would like the neir chaim there also. Might as well, because that's what they need the neir. They have a goy there whose job is to maintain the licht. First of all, it shouldn't break out into a fire. Because then once he's there ready, well, he should put out, he should light. We have to stop that. Even the guy goes on his own to light, you have to stop him. You have to make him a call to stop it. So you don't tell the guard to relight. Shas yalikum yudalit. Marach shor lemakpinim in kavanera. It's a quote from the Chayyim. Even though the minig oilim is very upset if the nair went out. Avol pi shaladaiti ein by mishum chashash. The Chayyim is quoting the Chayyim and says, I don't see any real problem. Haminichma machmas ruach and machmas chayim. The wind blows it out, or the heat causes it to melt so quickly, and it melts so quickly, so the liquid sometimes suffocate the nair. Come back, come kiven shayla makpinin royal cholam leads the nair of the shamish well yisus shkechel of klal kam a moiser yuniach vesek nesis. So since people are makbir, the eitz is really you shouldn't be looking at it. Because other people are going to get very nervous about it, and that's not a healthy thing. So the eitz is given to the sham, which is what we did. We put it in a room, lit, and walked in. Nobody could tell who was whose, and that was the end of that. And then once Yom Kippur, you wouldn't go back to take your back original. You just leave the whole thing there, and the shamans would take care of it. The shulchanos, they would set the tables, or at least cover the tables with the tablecloth. Even you're not going to eat there anything. Levanim, we wear white clothing. Women also wear white in honor of the day. They don't wear their jewelry. It's not a day of celebratory type of a day, so you're not wearing jewelry to them. Women don't have a minute to wear a kittel. It's going to happen soon. Okay. Right? Why should only men wear a kittel and you can't bring out the women? Yeah? Asharis. But times in Nogal Lubash, they pitched in love and they came in, it was to wear linen. Because the Malachim are represented in the Nebuah that they're wearing linen. It lowers the person down. The an oval can wear the kittel and Yom Kippur. That oval does not wear. Person should not go into Beis HaKisei wearing a kittel, because the bag of Yuchel Tefillah, it's not come to take it into the bathroom. A person would go relieve himself for Ketanim, not in the Beis HaKisei, that would be mutter to do. But to go into the Beis HaKisei, that's improper to wear it into the basic use. Okay.